Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now let's dive into this week's news and key moments from the Python on Microcontrollers newsletter. This newsletter is a must-read for thousands of people worldwide interested in programming microcontrollers with Python. With more than 12,360 global subscribers, it's become an essential update for developers and tinkerers at every level. Let's kick off with one of the most exciting developments. Ubuntu Core is now available for Raspberry Pi models 3, 4, and 5. Ubuntu Core brings a modular, secure operating system to the Raspberry Pi, transforming embedded systems with greater reliability and lower fuss. This means users get easier updates, enhanced security, and a smoother experience when building embedded applications. Whether you're using it for IoT gateways, sensor clusters, or remote data collection, this is a game changer for anyone in the microcontroller space. Now, speaking of hardware innovation, the SpaceMet K3 is making waves in the processor world. The K3's RISC-V architecture is showing off impressive benchmark results, performing competitively with heavyweights like Intel and AMD. This is more than just about raw speed, it's about bringing open alternative architectures into mainstream computing. For hobbyists and professionals alike, RISC-V gives you a flexible, customizable foundation for innovative hardware projects. Next up, Collabora has released version 26.04 of their online development edition, also known as Code. This latest release is loaded with AI-powered enhancements, including smarter error checking and new comparison tools to make collaboration and editing faster and more reliable. These improvements reflect a broader trend in open-source software, as more projects are integrating AI to boost productivity and reduce error rates. If you're working on documents with Teams, this is an upgrade that's sure to make your workflow smoother and more efficient. Security is always a priority in the world of open source, and this week saw major Linux distributions roll out crucial updates. Several critical packages received patches to address vulnerabilities, strengthening system integrity across desktops and servers everywhere. Staying on top of these updates is essential for anyone running Linux, as it helps protect your data from evolving cyber threats. Beyond the basics, security innovation is thriving in the Kubernetes orchestration world. A recent case study spotlights secure secret management using the external secrets operator in conjunction with Bitwarden. This clever strategy ensures that critical credentials are managed correctly, reducing exposure and preventing leaks during deployment or runtime. So if you're developing at scale or building out cloud-native microservices, this is a pattern to keep on your radar. There's also a fascinating shift underway in how AI is being used inside microcontroller applications. Rather than just providing conversational interfaces, we're starting to see fully autonomous AI agents emerging in embedded systems. This means smarter devices, real-time edge processing, and truly adaptive automation without always needing the cloud. It opens up entirely new possibilities for robotics, sensors, and interactive installations, even in resource-limited environments. Meanwhile, open source is marching forward with some remarkable software and hardware milestones this month. Astarina's version 0.18, a Rust-based operating system, is now available for adventurous users seeking performance and security gains. The latest LLVM and Clang updates include support for Hygon's x86 CPUs, further widening the reach of open tooling for hardware development. Each of these steps helps ensure that open source solutions continue their rapid, resilient evolution. Now for a real treat. Cheesy Pizza is a new file transfer solution, letting you send massive files directly between browsers using WebRTC. It's totally open source and focuses on efficiency and privacy, keeping your data out of third-party servers. For anyone who's struggled with clunky file sharing tools or worried about leaking private files, this is a simple and secure alternative. Sometimes, technology is less about raw power and more about how it meets human needs. Neurobait is a good example. It's an attention proactive platform created for people with ADHD, using supportive AI to encourage motivation. The focus is on providing gentle nudges instead of overloading users with rigid lists or stressful task managers. This approach may be part of a broader wave of technology that seeks to empower, not overwhelm, its users. On the community front, collaboration and good documentation are as important as code. The Fedora Zero Day blog has been stressing how community engagement is crucial, especially during events like the Linux App Summit, when people share their insights and document processes. The whole ecosystem benefits, making participation accessible and sustainable. Shifting gears a little, there's an intriguing investigation brewing in battery technology. Cort Coatings had claimed to develop sodium-ion solid-state batteries, but recent analysis uncovered they were simply lithium-ion pouch cells. This points to serious transparency concerns and highlights why rigorous, open investigations are vital in rapidly changing tech industries. On a global scale, our newest World Ocean Assessment from the United Nations has a pressing message. Ocean health is rapidly declining. The assessment urges governments to establish vital ocean sanctuaries by the year 2030 if we want to foster meaningful recovery. Sustainable oceans are interconnected with sustainable technology and development, so this report should be a call to action for everyone. If you fancy a blast from the past, check out Gentle OS. It's a new retro operating system tailor-made for aging computers. Vintage hardware enthusiasts can dust off those old machines for a bit of nostalgia or creative new life. The OS gives you a playground for reliving classic computing experiences, all with a modern twist. Shifting to the gaming world, Microsoft has announced a change to their Xbox exclusivity policy. Rather than uniform rules, they'll decide on a case-by-case basis whether to keep a game exclusive, especially in the realm of multiplayer and live service titles. This could reshape the way players interact across platforms, and it's a move being watched keenly by many in the industry. Apple has also made headlines, announcing macOS Golden Gate, the latest iteration of their desktop OS, but with a surprisingly sharp line drawn in the sand. This version will not support Intel Macs, a clear signal that Apple is doubling down on their own silicon for future performance and features. They're also introducing updates to their signature liquid glass design, promising a refreshed and even more refined user experience. On the security front, WhatsApp recently stepped in to disrupt a significant spear phishing event tied to the NSO Group, the company behind the Pegasus spyware. This incident reinforces ongoing concerns around spyware, state actors, and the blurry lines between legal surveillance and outright abuse. Vigilant users and platform operators remain a key part of digital defense. Turning to cryptocurrency, the privacy-focused blockchain Zcash just had a major vulnerability patched in its Orchard pool. While the fix has been deployed, the episode raises important questions about the ongoing reliability of blockchain privacy solutions. Open source and transparency are crucial here, but perpetual vigilance is always needed in fast-moving tech. For developers working with GitHub, this week's newsletter also provided a timely guide on securing your repositories and toolchains. Add an SSH key to your account to enable secure connections with Git, and generate a personal access token for command line or third-party tool access. Not only does this keep your code safe, but it also makes collaborating with teams and integrating services easier across projects. If you're contributing to open source, reviewing pull requests is a vital skill. Good reviews mean understanding the aim of the changes, leaving constructive comments, and submitting either approvals or requests for revision. This process is at the heart of building high-quality, community-driven software. Next, Akira OS is an interesting addition to the embedded landscape, blending Zephyr Foundations with a sandboxed environment for WebAssembly apps. By separating the OS and applications, Akira OS aims for stability and robust app execution on microcontrollers. This approach is especially appealing for IoT and edge deployments, where security and reliability are essential. On the Linux kernel side, updates to the FA Notify subsystem were presented at the recent Storage, File System, Memory Management, and BPF Summit. The improvements aim to enhance hierarchical storage management by enabling more granular monitoring of file system events. This sort of refinement may sound subtle, but it underpins better reliability and scalability for enterprise and embedded workloads alike. Finally, an open letter from the Document Foundation tackled claims that EuroOffice was Europe's first open-source office suite. The foundation is clear. LibreOffice and OpenOffice.org have long histories and deep commitments to digital sovereignty on the continent. This dialogue helps keep the open-source community honest and connected to its roots, even as it forges ahead with new projects and partnerships. To sum up, this week's newsletter highlights where Python, open-source practices, and innovative tech are converging. We're seeing progress across software, hardware, and even the social dimensions of technology, from security through to sustainability. If you haven't already, consider subscribing to the Python on Microcontrollers newsletter so you can stay ahead of these trends and contribute to the community. That's all for this update. Thanks for listening.